Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yes, it's the Pie Man cometh. Pie Man, you're on an you're on an extremely short leash today because we had to do Poet Joe. Did you hear that poem? That is hilarious.
Yeah, yes, I did. Yes,
oh,
I did.
Man.
It reminds me, yes, of always stealing meatballs in the gravy
right?
before your mother would catch you.
Absolutely perfect. Perfect.
Well, born in Italy, Bob. Are you having the seven fishes tonight?
Well, we do the Slovak version, though. Now, over the years, things like bacala have snuck in there. But, we started off at my grandmother's now, and the opening is mushroom soup with sauerkraut sauce. Now, doesn't sound great. It is awesome. I look forward to the taste of it all year.
I'll have to come up and have some with you.
Oh, you're always welcome. You know that. You kidding me?
Right.
You're family, Pie Man. Of course you could come.
That's right. Well,
give us a quick wrap on the Eagles this weekend.
Okay. Well, welcome to week 17. Philadelphia Eagles, 10-3, visit the Buffalo Bills, 11-4 at Highmark Stadium for a heavyweight showdown. But I'm going to start right off with Vegas opening lines. It was at 1.5 given to the Eagles, but it's down to 0 now. The over-under is 46.5. A lot of experts think this could be a preview of Super Bowl 60.
Okay.
And the Eagles can send a message across the NFL if they win this game. They are the defending champions. Being that I don't have much time, the Eagles will face a Bills team with a dangerous offense but a shaky defense. It'll be heavyweight battle.
When is this game? Not tomorrow, is it?
It's Sunday.
Sunday,
4:25. I mean, there were questions about Nick Sirianni resting his players because they did win the NFC East last week, beating the Washington Commanders in a decisive win, 29-18. However, on the other hand, Bob, the Buffalo Bills just squeaked out a victory to the lowly 3-12 Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
It's proof that they're a team with more issues than their record indicates.
So where's the game at? Is it in Philly or Buffalo?
No, it's in Buffalo.
Oh, we're going to get snow.
It's going to be, 29 degrees, slushy, typical Buffalo weather, which is going to, Philly, the Eagles are used to that. It's not like, the Rams or anything, but,
Hey, my friend Paul Lockett says he's going to that game, and he says, let's go Bills, and the Eagles can't win this. What say you, Pie Man, to Paul?
Okay, I say, this is going to be smash-mouth football, and they're not going to be able to. The Buffalo Bills are second to last and the run defense, and that means Saquon Barkley is going to have a monster game.
Okay.
Also, reinforcements for the Eagles, Lane Johnson and Jalen Carter are back.
Oh, great.
The weather could be an issue here. But let's get to my prediction and then talk for a few seconds about the playoff picture.
No time for the playoff picture today. Let's predict. Fire away.
Okay, I'm saying 27-24, Eagles.
And Navy guy always says, I predict that the Pie Man will predict the Eagles to win. Love it. Love it. Love it.
We're going to Super Bowl, Bob. Get
honest
ready.
Honest to God. All right, Pie Man. Thank you, brother. Merry Christmas, my friend. Thank you for checking in.
Merry Christmas, you and the whole great Cordero family, brother.
Okay, my man.
All right. One at a time.
The Pie Man cometh.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
The Pie Man cometh. The Pie Man speaketh. And now the Pie Man goeth. All right.